Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello, hello. Good morning everybody. So, Sunday morning, how was your Sunday so far? It's 8:20 a.m. today. I mean now. And speaking about Sunday, I think that's kind of a relaxing day for everyone. However, I just saw that some people still have some agendas to do, like mandatory things to do. And okay, for that, sending up prayer. Okay, so I want to talk about things that recently I experienced in my life. That's about being left. You know, as you know that life in this world is kind of joking. You know what I mean? It's sometimes like so serious, sometimes brings up to, you know, bring us up to ups and down, and other times it brings us so much happiness, and other times it brings us so much problems and sadness. And in that was like, wow, amazing life. However, what's the point then? I think the best point to say that life is so complex is just face it no matter what. So what I mean is like this. Like going back to September last month, last 2 months, I mean, I had so much problems. I could say this much because that was so big and lot. So on one hand, I had to move to Jogja, right? And other times there was like a problem, and then not a problem actually, but some problems. And what happened is all people around me kind of support me, but other times I feel like I'm all alone. I was like alone there and nobody was supporting me when I really need them. I mean, that's not blaming them. I mean, that's my experience at that time. And until I finally that I was in a really, really bad situation. Worst situation, maybe I could say. It's not because I'm not grateful for things I have, for everything God has given to me, but at that time that was like so challenging. I had no idea how to solve it because that was out of my control. I could say that many problems could be solved if it's related to us, the one who control the problems, you know, the law of problems, and it could be determined by its reaction. The problems would be greater or would be smaller. It all depends on our reaction, right? And what I felt at that time, I was like so confused and like had no idea what to do, for the problem was so huge and really, really made me crazy, drive me crazy. And I don't think that was so good, so I really, really wanted to decide to just stop and leave them. For if I took that burdens, for if I took and brought that burdens for a long time, I thought I would give up, but I realized that that was not the answer of all problems we had in life. The problems that we had should be faced, and like it or not, we had to face it. It was a testing from our God, and once we succeed, then that's great, but once we didn't overcome the problem, then probably God will undergo that. So by the time as I left my burdens behind and I didn't bring my burden with me, when I do my activities or agendas, then everything was much better. I was surprised that I could do that, but really, trust me, when everything was so burdening, then probably one thing you need to do is please stop and didn't do a lot of things or even think too much about it, because thinking too much would be really burdening and would be stressing out. So my suggestion for those who are suffering so much problems in life and having no idea how to solve it, please do please probably consider my advice or suggestion that you don't need to bring anything at all, at a time you are facing it. I mean, you may let them go for a temporary time just to make sure that you could go on, you could carry on life. That's the point. So what I mean is, no matter how hard the situation we had, we should keep our life on, keep going on for the answer of all the problems, sometimes not at the time we had it, but at maybe some days after that accident or that problem happened. So be patient, for you do agree, right, that Allah loves the patient people. Then though it's not easy at all, but I'm sure you could do that. So that's all from me, everyone. Thank you. I hope you do happy, you do healthy. And that's all. Happy weekend. Bye-bye. Stay happy and healthy as always. And wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bye-bye.